السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Guys, sweetie, I want to speak louder. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Much more louder. In Sangatara Juzu 6, how do you say? Yay, louder. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I thought maybe you just misunderstood. Maybe the old people have come. That's why walaikum salam. We youngsters, we always, you know, we have to scream, we have to talk a bit louder. That is our natural ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'da, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innahum fikyatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسك شبابك قبل حرمك إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So all praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have gathered us here. And peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his companions, family members, upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and who will follow the Sunnah, the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the day of Qiyamah. And I want to thank the brothers and the organization CIS and all the team who worked to make this event a successful and to gather a large number of students who are here. All of us are friends. Alhamdulillah, whatever good we do here, and Allah is going to give us in this world as well as in the hereafter. Various students and friends, brothers in Islam, one thing each youngster, each young man he has in his mind, he has an imagination in front of him. And it's always, we all look for someone, what do I want to be? Looking around, saying, do I want to be him? Do I want to be a cricketer? Actually we find ourselves confused in the middle of the ocean, where we have so many options around us. Am I right? We're confused. You can tell me, sometimes over the night you think, okay, tomorrow I'm going to follow this course. You wake up in the morning, on your way to school, you find a friend, he comes and tells you some negative part of that course. You know, Machan, I went to that course, you know, that teacher, everything is fine, but the fellow who conducts the course, you know, is not doing. No, Machan, you go there, class, everything is okay, you know, but it's not cool, you know. There's nobody there. You say, okay, is it so? Whole night your imagination, whole night your plan, whole thing is immediately, at that moment you fall into a confusion. And you think, okay, now what do I do? Am I right? It happens so much. I want you to answer. How far sometimes your parents are very strict and parents have decided for you. Sometimes you find a friend that he comes and says, you know what, man? In my house, I'm the don. What I say, that's what's happened. He says, in my house, is it so? So what is your plan in the future? You know what, I want to be an artist. So my mom and dad, they help me. Yes. Oh, you feel really, you know, regret and you feel really, someone, why my dad doesn't love me? Why my mom doesn't allow me to do what I want? You think or not? Huh? Don't you think? Each and every one of us. I'll tell you now, I'm standing here. I used to play for under 12 football team in Zara College. I was there. I love football. I used to play the right wing and then be in the front. Whenever I see a chance, why can I be the striker? Oh, when the striker is injured, they give me the play. Right? So then I think, okay, this is why. That's the future. You know, when following all the World Cup match, you score the goal, all the guys are cheering you up. You see, oh, this is where you made my future is there. You know, if I just be a good, you know, sportsman, just footballer, good footballer, I'm done. Don't we think that? Huh? You know, one thing we all must realize, there is two paths in front of us. The worldly achievement, what we see in front of us, it's easy for us to understand and imagine that and get. You think, okay, it's very easy. Okay, just I do that, I get this. But achieving that is very difficult. Achieving that is very difficult. Sometimes when you work, how hard you work, you can't get there because it's not written for you. You have done everything right. You have done everything right. You were the best. But just the politics came and play and they cut me off and put the just guy who didn't work hard, he came in. He's a minister's son. Oh, all my hard work is gone. Don't we think that? It's happening or not? But the deen and the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in front of us, it's very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. You think, oh, this Jannah, can it be so huge? Can be the women in Jannah so beautiful? Can it be having all this enjoyment? Is it really true that there is a, you know, a bridge that I have to cross through, which is, you know, sharper than the knife and thinner than the hair? It's very difficult to understand. But, my brother, my friend, it's very easy to achieve that. It's very easy to achieve. It's just one intention. You can be here and you can achieve that. Just say one subhanallah. Say one subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Say everybody. Love that. See, one tree has been planted. But understanding the size of the tree, understanding where it has been planted, it's very difficult. All of us just, we have planted a tree in Jannah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the size of the tree, a camel or a horse which can run fast as horse, even if it runs 100 years, it will never ever be able to pass the shade of that tree. Things is subhanallah. Very difficult to understand. Am I right, brother? Very difficult to understand, but achieving is very easy. But in other hand, this world is very easy to understand. It's very easy to understand, but achieving is very difficult. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing that we believe as Muslims is we say taqdeer, destiny. Whatever you do, it's just written. Sometimes you think, your mom and dad is so strict. You look at another mom and dad and say, oh, my friend's father. You just think in your mind, why did I was born from my father? Why did my mom give birth to me? Why I didn't become a son to so and so? You know what happens? This world, the person who stays in this part, you always look other side and he's fascinated. You say, okay, hey, something beautiful. The guy who is that side, he's looking this side and say, hey, this guy is enjoying, you know, hey, I want to be here. This is what this world is about. The guy here, he wants to go there. The guy there, he wants to come here. So this whole world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly explains and says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but little bit of enjoyment, yes. You feel little bit of happy. You feel little that you have got something. But غُرُور, end of the day, deception. I'll give you an example. In Quran, Allah takes step by step and explains, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَا. The first step in our life, that is when you were a child, you know, when you were children, what was our main object? What was our main object? Every time you get a free time, when we were 2, 3, 4, whenever we get a free, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You just want to play. We play, we become tired, we become hungry, we cry, the mom feed us, we drink and we sleep. Again we wake up, we're looking for a toy. The first stage is that in our life, it's all about life and love. It's all about just playing. Now you are there, all of you 16 and above and 14, 15. Now you hardly will take a small car and play. You see, oh, we say something wrong with this. Why? That is supposed to do when you are 3. Am I right? When you are 3, you're supposed to do it. And then you can Quran explain another stage. Now that is our stage. Wazina tu wa tafakum. Just boasting ourselves. beautifying and, you know, keeping ourselves the most smartest person, the most coolest, to say, okay, I want to dress the best clothes. So my t-shirt is the best brand that ever a guy can wear in the world. Am I right? This is what you want. Every time you say, okay, that guy is dressing something new, you want to do something new, something different. Always you want to prove to your friends and your colleague and your peer group within yourself that I have the smartest clothes, I have the smartest vehicle, I have the best thing, my shoe is the best. This is all about you. You know? Sometimes you go and mom, dad, you trouble them to get that t-shirt. You trouble them to just get that jeans. Trouble them, I just want that shoe. No matter how much it is, no problem. I don't worry about it. But I just want it. And Quran says that about it. And وَتَفَاقُرُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And the second stage of that you grew big, become 25, 30, okay, you want to get married, now got married. Now, ask your father, you say, hey, would you go? Dad, you don't look smart. Why don't you buy this shirt? It's very nice, Dad. Oh, that is all finished, son. I don't want to. If you want, you take it. Why, he is concentrating now about the children and, you know, collecting wealth. He wants to see his investment now. This is the stage, same human being. When you were children, we want to play. Allah explains this in Holy Quran. All about playing and just enjoyment and just making amusement and laughing and talking. This was our main object. And then the stage came, just boasting ourselves. Sometimes a guy doesn't have 10 rupees, but he's dressed in a t-shirt worth of 3,000 rupees. He doesn't have anything, he has a big phone which is worth of 50,000, he just show off with his friends and just want to show off. When just there's no call from days, it's just girls passing, we just take hello. Just want to show that I have the best phone. Just impressing others. To impress others, this Quran says, my respected brother, elders in Islam and students, friends, what Allah says in the end. You know, our needs and our objectives in this world keep on changing. Time to time we have a different vision. When we were 5, we wanted something else. That was all about our life. Now when we were 15, we don't want that. Now we are past the 15, we have come to 20, now you don't want that. Come to that, finish, this game is over, that game is over. You know what has happened? This world is fooling you all. When you were 3 years old, you were playing the same car. Now what they have done, you know that? They've taken the same car, put in the 3D, and put in the CD, and got all the software done. Now he is playing the same thing in computer. And you feel so proud about yourself. I completed it. I found so many ways. I unlocked that stage. I unlocked the stage. I'm done. Is it reality? Is you are really Schumacher? You know, did you win F1? But you, at that moment, you feel real, you know, I have done it. Don't you feel it? And next day you go to school, what is your talk about? You tell your friends, you know what? I did unlock that stage. Ooh, has so much of features. Tomorrow the same company come up with another CD. Another green CD, say, oh, that is old now. This is what is world. Now you feel, I don't want that, I want to reach it. So, this dunya is mata, a little bit of enjoyment, and gurur is deceiving you day by day. Until when, you know, it will deceive you? If you don't remember the object, why Allah has sent us here? Why I am here? I am part of this society. I am part of this community. I am a really important person. My contribution is very much needed to this world. Allah has given me the responsibility of taking care of this world, taking care of myself, my family. And then surrounding me, all the responsibility belongs to me. Allah is going to ask me. If you don't realize that, it will go on and on and on until you come to a time, may Allah forbid, you go away in disobedience, because it starts here, then you go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks in Holy Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّقَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Didn't you see people who have made their desire, made their lust and desire the ilah, their Lord? It can be anybody, it can be Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone who have made them, who is just listening to their heart. Today the talk is heart talk, you know. What does your heart say? Just listening to that nafs. Just listening to that nafs soul, you know, amma. Just listening to that and you following it. Allah says in Holy Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Don't you see people who make their ilah Lord in their heart? What does it mean? Do you go and bow your head down in front of your heart? No, you are just listening to what it says. At this moment, if you say, okay, let me go there, I'll sit in the cafeteria and internet, I'll try to do that, try to hack here, do that, try to get into his profile and see, okay, who his friends, I say, oh, it's a nice sick man, so I want to get in there, so we want to do that, all this, what does it say, who guides that? You follow, and you are listening to him. Your biggest enemy is your nafs, your soul. Allah says, Holy Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ Who fears? That's what has to come into our mind. Every day, the one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah. Today I'm standing in front of the screen, no one is looking at me. Today I'm standing in front of the screen, only me, no one, only me and my friend in the other end. We can do everything what we want, but remember that one day you're going to stand in front of Allah. You fear that day. Whoever have the conscience of that day, and وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And whenever desire, whenever that provokes and comes up, that's where it comes up. You just walk through, just feel it, let me just see, let me just do it. And what do you say? You remember, oh, if I do this, what is the answer I'm going to give it to Allah? Mom is not here. Teachers are not here, no adults around, only we friends. He's not going to tell anything. He's not going to do it. It's not that about it. It is getting recorded. I'm going to stand in front of Allah. What is the answer I'm going to give? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Those are the people, their final abode is the Jannah. So, very important thing is that our heart and controlling our heart. How do we decide? We get confused. Why I start our talk about confusing. We are living this youth, the age, this teen age is known in Arabic, they say, Ash-Shabab, Ash-Shabu, Sha'batun min al-Junoon. This, you know, this prime youth age is a part of the madness. Why? It's always confused. Today you have one plan, tomorrow you have another plan, you want to do that, you want to do this. It's very difficult. So we are confused. Who is confusing us? This nafs always, whatever you see, you want to achieve it. And then, your friends around, Allah says in Holy Quran, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ There are people who make waswas. You know waswas? Come up with doubt. See, why don't you do that? You know, why don't you go there? Just come and put you a wrong idea. Just give you a wrong tip. Just tell you to do that. And you have two type of people, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ Even among the devil's jinn, also come and inspire to say, to do that, do this. Likewise, your own friends, your own people, human being will come around and say, you do that, you do this. And in the day of Qiyamah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid and protect all of us. My dear brother, Allah protect all of us. That Allah says in Holy Quran, يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدِهِ That transition. Who disobey Allah, in day of Qiyamah, he will be stopped biting his fingers in the afternoon. He bites his fingers and says, وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا And he says, you will say, why did I take him as my friend? Because listening to all his ideas, wrong ideas, and you did with him in day of Qiyamah, now you're in wrong side. And you're standing in wrong side, now you're confused. You're biting your own finger. You say, why did I take him as my friend? And this happened, you know, when did this was revealed? Remember very well. Just listen to this, I just ran through. In time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was that Quraysh, an Arab, who was very respected. He invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and have a meal in Mecca. Then he invited Rasulullah went there and he said, okay, I am going to have your food with one condition, you accept my message. Because Rasulullah wants all of entire humanity, all the human beings to embrace Islam and go to Jannah. He's the host. How embarrassed, you know, he will feel that a visitor comes to his place and doesn't eat and goes back. I have had this good quality of, you know, respecting the visitor who comes. In order to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rasulullah, yes, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I'll accept. But his intention was what? Can please him, he can have my meal and go. He had his meal, Rasulullah was very happy after he went. This message went around, like, you know what happened? I will come back to that, how practical part of it. Then Abu Lahab, one of the enemies of Islam, who cursed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah has revealed the surah cursing him. Every tabbat yada abi lahabi wata. Every recite of the Quran, if he's gonna pass through that, he's gonna read and he's gonna curse Abu Lahab. He came and told, I heard you had done something, you embrace Islam. He said, no, I just did to please him. Is it true? If you are saying so, if you want to be my friend, now a peer pressure comes in. They are buddies, they are in the same category in the, what I am saying, a peer pressure. Your own friends, you want to be with your clique. Then all together get together and say, oh, you want to be with us? Okay, then you do that. He feel what? Do I give up? Do I do that and join my group? Or do I give up that? What was task put in front of him? He said, you know what? If I wish you are saying what you are saying is true, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah, and speak of this place. The peer pressure was so hard and harsh. How said no option. Na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. He went in front of Rasulullah and spoke. Such an honorable man who gave a meal, who invited Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of his wrong friend, then Allah revealed this verse saying about in the day of Qiyamah, this man will ask, why did I take him as my friend? When someone, the peer pressure will come, all the groups get together and say, why don't you? If you want to be with our friends, you have to come with us, you know. We have to do this. Now you feel, what do I do? Do I obey my parents? Do I obey Allah? Or do I want to be with my friends? Then he says, you know, Shaitan will give you excuse. Okay, today your friends, tomorrow you make tawbah. Today you try out, tomorrow you make tawbah. It's always, when something wrong, Shaitan tells our heart, and our nafs says, you do it now, tomorrow you give up. And say, salam, you know, I believe. But anything good, now today many of you came with so many confusion. Do I go there? Do I go somewhere else? I can sit in the cafeteria, I can go to the, you know, go and take some food, do that, you know, spend some time. There are so many activities around which will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Will take you away from obeying Allah. Which will take you away from the object why Allah has sent us. Then what? With the great, you know, effort. Some of you, mashallah, you get some friends who help each other to attend this type of good program. Why don't we go, you know? A peer pressure has to come in order to obey Allah. Peer pressure has to come in order to help each other and build on it. You know, in America, the biggest, the billion and million, the most expenditure, more than what they spend for the military for a year in the budget, they spend for the entertainment. They spend for the entertainment. And they feed the entire young generation. You see, entertainment is all about life. This is what the life is. But when you see, you find them 30s, 40s, 50s, they hardly even pass the 50 years, they end up with lots of disease. They end up, you know, shot dead in the street, they end up in a jail, they end up with so many things. They never achieve even this world. A few days ago, there was a great musician. He's known as a great shaykh. In 1960s, they have embraced Islam. He is a musician in Los Angeles. You know, Los Angeles is the Hollywood place, you know. Everyone, all the musicians, all the actors, they want to be there. The Sin City. What happened? And he says, what? He says, what made me think about there's something else? Because you see, all the youngsters are going behind this entertainment.
who the world is saying, okay, they are so great people, they are so popular, you know, they have everything, celebrities. They don't have contentment in their life. They're killing each other and dying in the street as a dog. Many a time they overdose and drug themselves up. What happened? Because this body only has a certain capacity of enjoyment. Allah has not created us here to enjoy. Allah has just created us in order to have fulfill our need and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for enjoyment, Allah has created jannah for us. At that time we can do anything what we want. But here we have to little bit sacrifice ourselves, little bit divert our attention towards something else. And my respected brother and friends in Islam, now you are confused here. Now how do we, you know, stand? And the environment is such bad. We go to school, that's one side the girls, the other side the bad guys, the other side these, you know, how do I survive? Now the battle of surviving, am I right? When you want to be a good fire, you dress up the toe and put on these, or you put on the beard, all look at you as strange. Eh? The guy is very funny, a barbarian. Come, he's 1970, he's here in 2011 now. How he looks, man? That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who revives a sunnah, and revives a sunnah in the time of fitna, he gets the reward of 100 shaheed, 100 martyrs. Why? A shaheed is only one time he goes, he's dead, gone. He's in a cup of fish. But this guy, every day he walks to university, he's been attacked. Every day he's been shaheed, you know. Every single day he's been attacked. But he's surviving that pressure. He's surviving that, see the reward. You see the enjoyment. My respected brothers, friends in Islam, I'll tell you the story, and it is sunnah to read that surah tomorrow, it's Friday. What is that surah? Let me hear that. Huh? Suratul Kahf. What does that Kahf mean? The cave. The story of cave. How did that cave, that we youngsters, our friends, you know, who lived long time before, they made a history in the world. Young ones, they made a history in the world. What is the history? They slept for over 300 years and Allah protected them. Why did they sleep? Why did they sleep? Surely Allah mentioned it. What happened, you know? At that time, they were following before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world. The time of Isa alayhi salam. After Isa alayhi salam's prophethood, Isa alayhi salam was, you know, taken up, he was raised. But the Sharia, the law, which was revealed from Injil to Injil, it was existing. So these youngsters were in royal family. You just imagine royal family? Just think, your president, the minister's children, how you go in the street? How you will live? Just imagine, just leave aside the royal family, just your dad only has two shops, then you want to be the who in the school. Right? You want to be the man saying, hey, I'm rich man, my dad is rich, I get, you know, every time you come with green papers, you say, okay, my pocket is full of green. This is what our, you know, attitude what we have. This is natural, we youngsters want to impress others. One thing you remember, if you make object in your life impressing others, that every day you will live in grief and sorrow and worry, all the others will look at you and feel happy. But you are unhappy. But if you make the object in your life pleasing Allah and impressing Allah, you will be very happy. Even others sometimes for a while they might look and say, hey, what is this man? But in the time of death, all will see, oh, my death has to be acted. This is why. Impressing others. Always you try to do for feel others. You can't. Always unhappy because always people will find fault. Always people will say that is not good. Because everybody is seeing different way. And these youngsters, I'm coming back to that story. These youngsters were in a royal family. Just cutting it down shorter. Royal family youngsters. They found a very bad practice was practicing in that village, in the whole city. What? Morning and evening, all have to gather, front of the statues, and they have to bow down themselves and bow themselves down front of the king. And they were not as a group as all of you, one class, from one family, no. They were individuals in the community, but all connected to royal family. this is against our teaching. Against what our Prophet has said. It's against Allah. He's standing there, Israel, it's very difficult. Because how can I bow? How can I put my head down? If someone tells you to go to Pansala and bow your head down, you won't do it. But same time someone tells you, I sponsor you, why don't we go for the, you know, theater? Why don't we go for the club and just have fun? Okay, I'm not ready to bow my down head there, but I'll do that. Same disobedience, disobeying Allah. There you deem something bigger, and here also you disobeying Allah. So this answers, one of them tells, you know what? I'm not gonna preach. When my head goes, I'm not gonna preach. He moves away from the gathering. He goes and stands in front of the tree, away from the place. He's standing, he's not talking. Another youngster comes. He also had the same feeling. What I'm saying, he had the same feeling. He also came and stood there. That is few youngsters came. The number is, in Quran also saying, how many of them? Is it 5, 6, 7? Quran says, only Allah knows how many of them. They all got together. They are not talking because they are scared. They don't know why he came. He don't know why he came. Or no one knows why are they here. One guy spoke up and said, why are we here? They all spoke together. They said, you know, we can't do this. We cannot obey. We cannot do, we have to obey Allah. We can only bow our head down to Allah. And then what happened? Time to go. This message went and reached the king. He called him. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ. They are a group of youngsters. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا. They believe in Allah. آمَنُوا. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. We increase. We increase in their guidance and in Iman. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. They stood in front of the king. King called them and stood in front of them and asked, what? You're coming with a different idea? What are you doing? He said, we are obeying Allah. نَدْعُوَ إِلَٰهًا إِلَٰهَ رَبَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The Lord of this universe. And whatever you're going to do, you're not going to give up. Not easy. It's not easy because your life is in danger. But quiet time, we have peer pressure, but we disobey Allah. Your friend is not going to kill you. The friend is just going to just cut you off for a while. After the game, he becomes your friend. If you don't do that, but you get, oh no, why don't I do that? You stand together, one friend has a bad hobby. Have it, you come and say, okay. Other fellow say, okay, why don't I also smoke? Just, he feels really bad, he can't do it, but he just wants to show himself, you know, oh man, I can do that. What you can do, I also can do that. Nothing wrong. But you're not realizing you are putting yourself in danger. You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. The sin and disobedience have gone so far, blindly people are doing it. Big boat says it causes cancer, it's a danger for the lungs, all those things. But you read that and say, oh, what man, I'm strong. Only the uncle, no, Bali, he cannot do it. When he's 60, he finds difficult, you know, I can walk, I can run. We feel this. We know we are going towards the destruction. But still, we do it. We just go through, see that. Just do it. We like to see our teachers, you know. Other day, one day I went to the masjid, the guy was playing next to me in front, it was a guy, just behind me, what did he say? Some word, I think in the end, just do it. This guy is praying, after Surah Fatiha, he just looked at that and he's saying within himself, just do it, I can hear. And we want to drip this type of teacher. Just do it, what is he saying to do it? What is he saying to do? You don't know, we're confused. We are in the middle of the ocean, we don't know where to go. Is it there, here, there? You know, my dear brother, friends in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a life, is very short. This life is very short. Every day is time, every minute you are getting closer to your Father. When me and you, nobody is going away from the Father, we are getting closer to Him. Every second we are getting closer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, make use of 5 things before 5 things happen to you. It's shabab qabla hawa. A young, your prime age, a youth before you become old. you become old, find very difficult to walk, you want to pray, find it difficult to go for the Jews. You want to stand, you can't stand, you want to sit, you can't stand. Just make use of your young age. Make use of young age before you leave of the old age. This is the time to love you. Make use of your free time before you become very busy occupied. Now we are free. No wife, no children, no job. Only thing we have to do is study and listen to our parents and obey Allah. Please our parents and obey Allah. Am I right? Nothing else we have to do. Very easy, we are free. Make use of your free time before you become busy. And the wealth that Allah has given you, your health, the health of Allah has given you before you become sick. Now you're okay. Please. My brother, I know he, you can even go and see him. Well, one of my friends. He was a prime young age studying in Australia, medicine student. A medicine student, no one, I always tell the youngsters. He was so handsome, smart, that you don't find a shoe. Father was rich, the young man, the last son. Yeah, hefty, you know, you see him so, oh, a cooler guy. You don't find a shoe here for him because he's such a huge guy. What happened? He came here on holiday. Little bit of that chicken pox came up. Prime student studying in Australian University. Got a fever. Suddenly just gone. Coma for 4 years. Did everything. The Naloka was their house. They had all the money, spent everything. They went to India, everything. Now still he's alive. But I'm saying now, 10 to 11 years, now he's out of coma. Bottom doesn't work. He just have to see, Allah is showing us example in this world. Who has the guarantee? You said now, who has the guarantee you will, you have the strength to get up back? Allah is saying, Allah is just controlling us. Every move, every action what we're doing, Allah is doing. Just we have to be grateful to Allah and Allah. Don't be proud of yourself. Everything that you say, first, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alam. All praise. Whatever achievement what I do, it is not through my ability, it is not through because of my, it is because of Allah, so all praise belong to Him. We get this in our heart. If you get this in our mind, it's everything. And another very important thing, we all forget our origin from where did we come from. We become young men, our friends become the big, you want, oh, friends, he's my boss friend, he loves me, man. He loves me more than my mom, we think. He loves me more than my father, we think that. We are pleased to obey and we are pleased, so we are happy to listen to our friends than listening to our mother. We are happy to please our friends than pleasing our mother. We are happy and we are very much, you know, proud to please our friends and colleagues and impress the world than impressing your own mother and father. Just imagine the day one you were born. First day, who did tell you? You were a piece of dirt. All of us. You didn't smell good. All of us. That was our origin. We didn't know how to drink. We didn't know how to talk. Oh, cat. Who put that love? How many nights our mothers and fathers spend sleepless nights in order to please us? In order to make us happy? In order to give us everything in this world? Sacrifice the entire life. Sacrifice the entire life. And then now, you became a young man. You have studied IT and you have done that and you say, Father, he doesn't know. He doesn't know about this computer. You put a password to your computer, Father come and ask and beg for you. Can I use your computer? It's not your computer. Father bought and gave you. See, wait. None of your business, that is my private property. How do you feel about it? Just think. Just think how you work hard. You invest your all money. Look after your friend. End of the day, he, you know, he say, hey, bye-bye. Do business. How do you feel? How works it? imagine our parents, then they speak one word back every minute, speaking, hey, I was so small, I loved him, I carried him, I did everything for him, now he's talking back to me. Now he's saying that he don't want to listen to me. Every parent is crying to their heart, Allah, why make our children the coolest of eyes? Just imagine, we are here today because of this. We are here because of our elders. Al-barakah inda akabirihi. The hadith says, clearly explain, the prosperity, the barakah, by our elders. So obeying our elders, listening to them, they have a lot of experience, they have gone through what we went through. The same imagination, same confusion, now the decision is made. Make it an object that, in my life first, please Allah and Rasul, and then pleasing my faith. Because of them I am in this world. Because of them I am exist here. In only one occasion you can disobey your parents, if your parents tell you to disobey Allah. If parents tell you to disobey Allah, that also you cannot do it. You have to do it tactfully. You can't just scold at them. I tell you a story which comes in Muslim Sharif. There are a few infants, you know, when they were in cradle itself, they spoke. One of this incident. There was a young man who was very quiet before time of Rasulullah. Most of the time he spent in prayer. In that village he is known, there was a tent. He was sitting there, he's praying 24 hours. His old mother, she had some need, she came and knocked the door. Oh son, can I talk to you? At that time, while you're in Salah, you can speak. Even in time of Rasulullah, in the beginning stage of Islam, we were allowed to speak. If someone said salam, we were allowed to say, reply, all those things were there. He replied to his mother, he said, Allahumma ummi wa salati. Oh my mother, I am in my prayer. Mother went back. After a while, again she came, knocked the door. Same reply she's getting, Allahumma ummi wa salati. She went back. Third time she came, she wanted to speak to the son. Knock the door. Son says, what is he doing? Is he busy with the game? Is he busy chatting in Facebook? Is he doing that, this? What is he doing? He's communicating with Allah. Third time, she found him doing the same. She felt very hurt. She felt very hurt and she just made a bad dua. That we have to fear. Don't ever attempt. Don't ever take a chance of your mother saying something coming out bad that will definitely affect your life. Don't ever take a chance of that. You know, out of that hurt, out of that hurt, she did say, you will never die without, you know, seeing a prostitute, without standing. He was so quiet, the young man. She just said that and went. After a while, long time, the girl passed through the city. She was pregnant, she gave birth, everybody around her and asked, oh, where did you get this child? She was upset, an illegal child. She just looking here and there, she just showed that child. She said, all of you think, you know, he's a very pious man. He's the one who made this. How you think the whole village will be furious about it? The whole village got together, they went, broke the tent and just gave him a nice butt. Gave him a really good, you know, blow and everything is, oh God. Now, after he finished everything, they asked, what did you do? He had no answer. Look here, he has no evidence to say that he didn't do it. Now you can say, okay, put a DNA test or whatever it is. He said he was so pious. I'm saying he was so pious. And he was so closer to Allah. But still, his mother's bad dua curse afflicted him. He just indicated the child. And the child, that baby can speak just after. The child didn't just turn towards the child. The child starts speaking and said, my father is that shepherd who is grazing the sheep at the bottom of the bed. Oh, this hadith comes under three infants who spoke in the cradle. One is Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. Third is this child. And the next chapter, Imam Muslim rahimahullah brings it. Everyone felt that he was innocent, but he had got it. What? Everything one is supposed to get. Why did he get that? Why did it happen? Why did it happen? Tell me. Because of his mother's curse. A dua, sometimes they don't curse. They just out of the hurt, they just say something. That's what happened. She just feels so good. I came 3 times and this fellow is praying. Just imagine how many times we were chatting with a friend who we don't know. We have not seen the real color of that fellow. We don't know who. But we give so important that mother, you put the ear call. She's screaming, son, Muhammad, Abdullah. You don't want to listen. And how hurt and itchy they. At that time something, what will happen to us? This is practical. This is what is happening. Am I busy with the dream? You can't hear a room full of, you know, you want to be feel it real. That is not real. You want to feel like you're really riding the car. You also make the noise. Ooh, you go up. You just you're in another world. He said, just go and get me a loaf of bread. You know, I'm not the maid in the house. Who? Did you a small? You didn't know how to go to the toilet. She cleaned you. She did everything for you. And then she's good enough to do that. You can't buy a loaf of bread for your mom. Just imagine. This is going to affect you. This is very important in our lives, okay? This confusion, you need to select and you need to create an environment which will support you. Which will support you in order to obey Allah. Obeying your parents. Listen to them. Please them. And you can have a discussion with your parents. Put out, become your best friend. You remember, after Allah and Rasul, the people who love you most in this world is your parents. More than what you love them, they love you. They love you so much. Allah says in Holy Quran about the story of Yaqub alayhi salam. We know the story of Yaqub alayhi salam, long story. These brothers got together, they felt, you know what? Oh, my father is loving me more, we take him off. They did so much of tricks and plans for the father. And the day came, they all have to go to the Egypt to go and get the Russians, you know, all the food and provisions. What they say, father is advising, oh my son, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. Oh my son, all of you don't enter through one door, all enter from different doors. Because all of you are children of one father. If evil eyes comes to you, you will have, you know, It will affect you. So father is advising, go from different entrance, show that you are coming from different path. Come, go together. After doing so much, after they got caught, they were culprits. They came to the father, oh father, please ask forgiveness by Allah. He said, Astaghfirullah. I will make tawbah istighfar for you, the time of life. Nuh alayhi salam. Another story Allah says in Holy Quran. His son, you know the long story, I'm just cutting it down. All Allah mentioned in Holy Quran. Nuh alayhi salam, what happened? We know the incident of Allah. Entire world, almost the most of the past. Allah destroyed everyone. And the water level is raising. It's rising. The sun is going to a nice rim. Father is in the ark. Father is saying, Ya Bunayya, come ma'an, oh my son. Don't be with the kafir. Wala takum ma'al kafir. So this arrogant son, what did he say? This is what happens. Sometimes we think we become very arrogant. We think we can do everything. The whole world, my friends, everyone is with us. You see, no one will attack with you. Father said, get him. He said, oh my father. Father ta'avi ila jabali ya'kimuni min al ma'. I will get into that, you know, huge mountain and I will protect myself. I don't need your help. Allah my. Father says, قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Today, no protection. Today, no one will get a security. Except by the commandment of Allah. After that, a huge wave comes, separated the father and the son. Father was still in sorrow and grief. He was crying in front of Allah. Oh Allah, إِنَّهُ لِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. My son is part of my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ And your promise is true. What the promise you have given is true. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ You have you. What is the promise Allah has given? A promise Allah will protect the family of the Prophet. It starts saying, Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ He doesn't belong to your family because his actions are not in obedience to Allah. And Allah was very angry and said, don't ask that what you have known, but you don't have knowledge about. This is what our parents loved us. You remember one thing. After Allah and the Rasul, our parents are the people who loved us most in this world. You can trust without any doubt. Because there is always wishing. Good for you. Always they have a better, they will wish always good for you. Your friends, they meet with you, if they get an opportunity, they cut you. They get an opportunity to trample over you and reach it, they will do that. Another thing is sorry, but your parents will never do that. Your parents will never do that. So my dear brothers, friends in Islam, this is our foundation in our life. The foundation part. We are building a structure. How strong is our foundation? And how the structure is going to be strong. Here in this time, between your 15 to 25, how strong you're going to lay, and what a good foundation that is going to be, what you're going to get. That's how you can build your life. You are the future of this country. We are the future of Islam in this country. We have the responsibility of taking that and driving our community. Why are we doing this? What are we doing? Think, what am I doing? Where am I heading to? What is my life all about? Is it just laughing and joking and playing and just finishing it off? Just going to see the camp hospital. How many young children like yours are spending their time, life in the hospital? Allah has saved God. Go to the prison and see how many youngsters, 15, 18, 20, because of the anger, they didn't control the anger, the peer pressure, all got together, did something, a bigger crime. Lifetime imprisonment. Whole life is gone. Go and see in rehabilitation centers. Because of the peer pressure and friends. Just try it, man. You just try one pill, gone. He's addicted and hooked for the entire life. Parents, elders, they have gone through this life. So my dear friends, we all, like I said, I started with the thing, we are confused. And Allah has created human beings, we always need guidance. We are not independent, we are dependent. We are dependent on our parents, dependent on the community, dependent on so many things, we are not independent. Allahu ghani wa antum al-fuqara, Allah says. Allah is ghani, Allah is independent, and we are all of us are dependent on Allah. So we need to make the right decision at the right time, what to do. A lot of young boys, just wrong relationship, gone. I know a doctor, a very clever, in the university, he just caught, just hangs around, just he was saying, just for fun. Final year, she was a one minister's daughter. Everyone came, hey, come get into the car. Came to the church, get married. She was just playing around. Became doctor, she got what he want. Life was gone. What? You can't play with your life. Remember, brother. This is not the time to play. This is the time to realize and play the game of our life. Don't play other games. We have to play the game of our life. You play cricket, okay? Learn how to improve and have a quality life. Play football, just learn to improve ourselves and teamwork and improve our life. To play our game of our life. This is the game that we are playing. Someday Shaitan will take over. Okay. Shaitan. You know, now the Rugby World Cup is going on. You know, big and small. You know, we can't compete with the rugby nation. All these big nations, the big 50 guys are doing well, okay? We can just watch and enjoy. They do. They score, try against you. Yes, get together. How can I, you know, score, try against them? Shaitan is every time waiting opportunity to you know, try his luck. Every time, if he can bowl us out, yes, he is the most happiest. He sits up because he knows we are the backbone of the society. We are the backbone of family. I just run through. Those days, we have so many things that, you know, media, I'm just going to run through. Those days, there was a system where a young man, he is very loyal to his family because he never had any other opportunity or any other exposure. Why? His teacher was his grandfather. This I'm speaking 100 years before. Maybe 200-300 years before. Who taught him Alibba, A, B, Ayanna, Ayanna, Ana, Avanna was his grandfather and mother. He was a family policy, family legacy, so he was very loyal. When he's already 15, he has become a man, he takes the family responsibility. He has taken the family responsibility. He's a breadwinner at the age of 15. And he never gave up to bring any bad name for his family. All the grandfathers, all the cousins, anything goes wrong, they get together like lions. Hey, what can we do? Because he was very loyal to the family. Shaitan is looking, our enemies are looking, this, oh, this is not healthy. We break it. We have to break it. Those days, tribal, you can see, go through the history. A tribe, they are very proud of themselves for the tribe. Qureshi, all the Quraysh youngsters, they used to get together in Makkah, said, okay, we will never give up. We will never allow to bring a bad name for our family or our tribe. But it was came down through generation by generation. Islam came up, the youngsters, all the family said, okay, we will never allow Islam to go away. We are Muslim. Anything happens to Muslim. Young man, Salahuddin Ayyubi, Rahimahullah, young man. He fought against the Crusaders. A young man, he came together. Musa bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, a young man. All of them youngsters, why they want to protect them. But what happened now? They broke this system. They said, okay, this time, okay, it will come education time. Introduce education, modernize education, say that. Now, you can't learn at home these things because grandfather doesn't know that. What you're going to learn, your grandfather doesn't know. So now no opportunity for you to learn the legacy of your father, grandfather. No, now things Allah has created in that way. You go to school, now you see so many other things. You learn so many things. Okay, that was the first break. Now you are no more you loyal to your family. No more you loyal to your religion. Now you have a friend. You have a society there. You're more loyal to them than this. Right? Then our enemies thought, you know, this is not enough. We must break them more. They introduced the television. Okay. Now the guy is here. He's sitting in front of the TV channels of America. He's here. He's in this slum movie somewhere else. But he's acting like a New Yorker. He's walking like he's walking on top of the moon. He feels like he's done a big show. What happened? See, his father is wearing it. Son, what is he doing? Father even never imagined of wearing that shoe. Okay, another gap. Okay, television, they say, okay, well, that is not enough. They bought this internet, social media, networks, all. Oh, now what happened? They just scattered them. It just scattered all of us. Now we have a friend. Hey, you know, we are confused. We don't know where we are living. We don't know what we are doing. All those instant messages and believe me and that and this, oh, what? All this is taking you away from your objective. And we feel it is good. We feel that is the, you know, achievement and development. We feel that's what we have achieved. Human being day by day becoming animals. Human being day by day becoming animals. Youngsters, they got caught for this, they come and cry. I know a young man. And all this bad habits, he got married, coming crying, saying, I can't live with my wife, because I'm addicted to Facebook, I'm addicted to internet. So I spend half of my night in front of the screen, my wife, and I'm having problems. Please help me. who caused this instant calamity. We call it instant, we are doing no within ourselves. Oh, happiness. Addiction, you feel it, no, I won't become addicted. I know how to manage my life. You fall into that, you are trapped. You are trapped. All of us get trapped. So my dear friends, all these things, Facebook and all this, remember that. Every single thing, whatever you are putting there, whatever information, all the copies are being got. Everything is being maintained. Imagine what is happening in the world. And you see everything what you are doing is recorded by Allah. No? Our own hands and feet are recording whatever we are doing. So my dear brothers, we need to realize and come out of it. Be loyal to our family, loyal to our religion, loyal to our country, loyal to our country. Why do you want to just do that and see the other world and our own country is going down? Why don't we youngsters get together and develop our country? Why don't we give us strength to develop our society and community? The time we are wasting in front of the screen, in front of all those things. What a great contribution we can do. Just every day you take 1 hour. Don't. 1 hour every day. Every week take 1 hour. For a month you are giving 4 hours for the community work. 4 hours for the betterment of your life, betterment of your family, betterment of the society. What a great sadaqah to jariya liberation. So we need to come out of this. Just from wasting time to be, you know, make use of our time. Making use of our time. That will benefit us in this world as well as in the hereafter. So my dear youngsters, you know, you may think I'm great shaykh and all those things. I'm very close to your age. I know exactly what is going through your mind. I know exactly what is the feeling going through your mind. I tell you, I started with the football, I want to be a footballer. I was doing Hebrews part-time, and then my parents put me to Colombo Market. And just, you know, my friends will call me from school, we have a match. Oh, we don't have a win. You can come. Great. I do a plan. If I treat my teachers, if I want to go, I want to go and take medicine, come out. Change my dress to go and play. Speaking what's going on. Everything was going on, I felt, you know, what I'm doing was right. Okay, playing is nothing wrong. I said, one day my mom called me and said, and I was arguing with my mom, I don't to become a sheikh to go to Jannah. I'll be a good Muslim, then I can go to Jannah. This was my argument. My mom couldn't give an answer. But Allah gave her the right answer at that time. What you say, my son, I don't want you to do that. I want to fulfill my responsibility. Allah gave you for me as a gift. One of my responsibilities is to teach you the religion of Allah. You learn that, after that you do what you want. So you must help me to fulfill that. You must help me, if not I have to answer Allah. Going to Jannah or not going to Jannah is next one. First I want to fulfill my gift. Realize, as he said one, to stick to this, to learn this Quran, if you learn this, when you are going to do wrong, I won't be with you every day. That Quran and that in knowledge what you have learned, that will always protect you. Always protect you. Alhamdulillah, I experienced that when I went to Salah. As a young man of 17 years old, I went there. Maybe many of you in that age. So open world, I could do whatever I want. School, weekend I come out from college, I do. But remember, brother, that Quran, that prayer of my parents, that blessing that I got from my teachers, always was keeping me intact. Was keeping me intact. And as a young man, I grew up in a different society, in a different environment, diversity. What we see is that only way we can protect ourselves, helping each other and creating an environment of protection. We have to help each other. The students get together, help each other to obey. And keeping ourselves, don't, when we have free time, we want to plan. Now weekend, in college, it is long weekend, in our school is to have end of the month long weekend. On Thursday, school is off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a long weekend. All the guys get together. What do we do, long weekend? Oh, all different ideas come, when you feel free. Oh, exams is over, the metric is over, so we'll have a party. So for 4-6 months till you get the results, nothing to do. Keep yourself busy. Keep on yourself. Go and see less fortunate people how they are struggling. I see young men, youngsters around the country how they have, you know, they have few, they're looking for the opportunity, they don't have it. Look, that help them be part and parcel of developing this country and developing our religion and bringing, you know, keeping the legacy and bringing the name of our family and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my great thanks, we all go through it. This is just like an interim period. For a while we have all these ups and downs and different feelings, and suddenly after 25, 26, 30, comes down. This is the period, is very important. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seven category of people will get the shade of shade, the arsh of Allah near Qiyamah. One of them is Shabul Nasha'ati Ibadatillah, young man who grew up in the Ibadat of Allah. That means you go 40 days Shabbat every day, and you know, every week you go 3 days praying, all this. No, not that. Ibadat of Allah means in all injunctions. You're going to school, you obey Allah. You're going to the class, you obey Allah. You're doing everything, all the roles in your life, whatever you do, that intact with the obedience of Allah. You don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is called ibadah. Ibadah, you do every action to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are gathered here, alhamdulillah. Such a gathering, very beautiful gathering. We need to, you know, Brother Shamim. Brother Shamim, he had a lot of concern to get this, you know, we have different plans, different ideas we have. But we all have to stick together. There's a lot of nasty, 10 times bigger crowd outside. It's the smallest crowd in this city has come here. The smallest crowd. How do we bring them here? And we all work together. Let us decide, how can we guide our young ones? How can we create an environment where we open your life, you can have fun themselves? Have cricket games, you know, sport carnivals. No, it's good. Islam allows that. We go to a village, clean the village, do help them, all these types of activities, keep ourselves busy, not harming our education, as well as obey our parents, and discipline is very important. This is what we have to learn now. You discipline yourself now, for the entire life you will be disciplined. Now you are not organized, you just sleep the way you want, you wake in the night, very difficult. After you become big, you want to discipline yourself, it's difficult because it has become habit and part of your life. So my answer, friends and brothers in Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity to have such a beautiful talk. And very nice, you know, you were listening very carefully. You may have questions. I have a feeling like this. What do I do? What do you do? You all can come up with. And you have different experience. As this happens, you have to put out. You have to put out. And don't say things which you did wrong with that, so and so. No, don't reveal yourself. What haram you did? No, not that. But you see your experience, your feelings, what you have. Come on, maybe you say, you can give an example. Listen, I did this and I felt that this, you know, so bad. Come on and talk and say, we can, inshallah. We can do that, we can make a change. So brothers, people who live in a worse environment than this, they have made changes. Only thing, we need the willpower and we need the support of surrounding. Our parents are ready to support us. Our elders who are here, mashallah, who are organized, they are here to support. Now we have to have the willpower to achieve. You can have different fields. You can be a, you know, IT technician. You can do so many things. You can do what you want. But you have to turn all those things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shall we try? Inshallah. Louder. Inshallah, we'll try. So you all can come up, inshallah. Now I want to listen a talk from you all. I think I spoke for more than an hour. Is it more than an hour?
Yes.
Sorry, I know. You know, if I start talking, I'll shut my mouth. Anyway, Mother Shihamul Sheikh, all from here.